Well, my son, he was killed in August of 2014 from gun violence. One of his tenants that was getting ready to rent one of his properties out and gave him a security deposit in the first month's rent and decided that he didn't want the property. And I'm guessing that my son didn't give it to him quick enough and he went to one of the rental properties and shot him. He was caught. He was gonna do a plea deal of 20 years. Me and his dad said no, that wasn't enough time. So he took it to trial. The trial lasted 4 days and they came back and found him not guilty. So when I lost him, I knew of all these people that had came to me and told me that he helped them, went in the community where he grew up at and pulled those people off the streets to get to train them to put up drywall and to do painting and floors. And so I had this one little kid to come to me and say, "Robert is gone. What am I gonna do now?" He said, "Well, Robert took him shopping every year for school, and now he don't have that." So I was telling my daughter that I needed to do something in the community to keep Robert's legacy going and to keep his memories alive. And so we came up this name, and the name we came up with was Robert's Way. And so this will be the 5th year. Twice a year, we give back to the community where we celebrate his anniversary of his death every August 19th. We do a big event where we give back to the community. And then we do the Christmas event every 27th of December where we give back to kids who lost their parents to gun violence or incarcerated. First of all, when I lost my son to gun violence, I thought that the world was over. You know, a mother should never hear that news about her child. You just feel like you're lost. I grabbed him and I hugged him before he left. And he said, "Mama, I'll see you later." And I said, "I love you and I want you to be back to eat dinner with me." And as I was leaving out the house, I had got a call that Robert had been shot. And I was so shocked. I just ran out my house with no shoes on. And when I got down there, it was so many people down there. And I kept asking to see him. And they said, "No, because we don't want you to have the memories of him laying on that ground." Which is the hardest thing. No mother should have to go through that. No mother should have to experience that. And I can remember this day just as good. And this is a day I will never forget. I think when they made that phone call, the police heard the shots. It was 6 shots. And I'm like, "Well, what was he killed with?" Well, later I found out he was killed with an AR-15, which is never should be on the street for anybody to carry. What they need to do is take that carrying a concealed weapon. That needs to be reversed. Because people took this the wrong way. They went and got those gun licenses to carry a concealed weapon, but they're using them in the wrong way. Carrying a concealed weapon is to protect your home. That's what I believe. From the time I knew about my son getting killed and being at the site, I never once hated the guy that killed him. But I know I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today if I kept that hate. Sometimes I do during the holiday, I get to the place where I say I hate the guy that killed him, but then I later ask God to remove that hate from me because that's not the way it's supposed. It shouldn't be no hate in the world, but it is.
Thank you, Gloria.
You're welcome.